Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello, everybody. Michael Brooks, founder of Coach on Fire, here in for Elliot Kay of Strategic Breakthrough Radio. Now, I'm honored to be filling in for Elliot. And for those of you that don't know, maybe some of Elliot's regular audience and many of his Facebook followers already know this, but Elliot had a profound experience this week in that his wife, Emily, had a brand new baby girl. An absolutely adorable little angel, and Elliot wants to spend some time with his little girl and Emily, and he asked not only myself to fill in and host, but the incredible Sean Wyman of Success Movement Radio, one of our incredible hosts on the Coach on Fire radio network, and I've got Sean standing by here. Hello, Sean. How are you? How's your weekend going, since we're recording this on a weekend, but as you guys are hearing this, it's Monday afternoon on Elliot's regular time slot at 7 p.m. in the UK and 2 p.m. Eastern, and way out where I am, early in the morning, 11 a.m. In California. So if you haven't heard Elliot's show, it's just absolutely awesome. He does a transformation on every show, and if you're a business owner, you're going to want to listen. So, Elliot, I know we said this before, but congratulations. Your little girl is adorable. I know you're going to listen to this show, and hopefully Sean and I will do you proud here. So, hello, Sean. How's everything going in Tallahassee, Florida?
Hey, Michael. Everything is great here. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's in the mid-70s, and life is great. Thank you.
Yeah, and we've got out here in San Diego, we've got mid-70s as well already this early, but a little cloudy and overcast, as it sometimes is in beach communities, but it looks like the sun's starting to come out now. So good weather here, and I hope everyone else is having at least tolerable. I know it's really cold in the East Coast and in the Midwest right now, but hope you're all enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday weekend with family and friends, and you had a good holiday dinner. So let's get going here. Sean has some really exciting news about something very profound, very incredible that has happened to him over the last couple of weeks that we're going to get into. But first, for those of you that might be Elliot's regular audience and don't know Sean, I'm going to have him introduce himself because he's got an insanely inspiring story that you're going to want to hear, because if Sean can come through what he's come through, you can come through anything. So, Sean, welcome to the show. This is Elliot's show, and we congratulated Elliot. So tell us a little bit about Sean Wyman.
Well, first of all, thank you. It's an absolute honor. Elliot, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show, and congratulations on your baby girl, man. She is absolutely beautiful. So my name is Sean Wyman. I live in the panhandle of beautiful sunny Florida. I am a law enforcement officer by profession. I've been in law enforcement for 17 years. I was a military veteran prior to that. I'm a father of three beautiful children, ages 18, 8, and 4. Yes, I said 18. Long story there. I have a beautiful wife that I've been married to for 12 years named Lynn. And over the last few years, I have been focusing on becoming a speaker, an author, and really focusing on sharing a process I like to call the movement process with people all over the world. And we'll get more into that here in a few. But my history, growing up, my dad left me when I was born. My mom remarried when I was about 7, and that led to a very challenging time over the next 3 years as I was mentally and physically abused. I ended up in foster care from age 10 to 18. I was an alcoholic by 13. I had a near-death experience when I was 21, and had my first divorce when I was about 26 years old, went $96,000 in debt from that, not to mention the extra $100,000+ for child support for the next 18 years on top of that. So I've faced a lot of challenges and a lot of adversity in my life. But the good news is that I was able to discover how to let go and move forward and create an amazing life. And that's what I'm really excited to share.
Very cool, Sean. And let's start before we get into the exciting book that you've just released. Let's talk about that process and maybe give people two or three general things that allowed you to go from that tragic, for lack of a better word, background to where you are today. Are there two or three things that you could point to right now that that people that may be struggling with their past could do and put into action today?
Yeah, absolutely. I would go with the first four letters of the word movement, because I believe that you have to learn how to move in order to create movement. And so the first thing I would say is it's all about your mindset. Your mindset will control what you do, whether you decide your mindset. If your mindset is I'm stuck in this situation and I'm locked into the past and, you know, I just don't see a way out, then guess what? You will mentally block yourself from ever finding a solution to be able to let go of your past. So the first thing is your mindset. The next thing is once you get your mindset adjusted, now you start to see the opportunities that will allow you to find the ways out. And then after that, it's all about vision, right? Being able to see where you're at now and where you want to be in the future. So, you know, maybe you're in a challenging situation right now, and in your mind you're going, man, I just don't see a way out of this. Well, if you can make just a fine little tweak to that mindset, that will open up the doors to where your eyes will start to, and your mind will start to seize upon the opportunities that are already there in front of you. You'll actually begin to see these opportunities because you'll have clear, focused vision. And of course, that's going to empower you now to take action and you know, begin to create movement to let go of your past and move forward into your future.
Very cool, Sean. And what was the O on that? I know you had M-O-V-E.
Opportunity.
There you go.
Being able to see the opportunities. But until your mindset is right, you're not going to see those opportunities. They're not going to appear. Even though they're there, they're always there, but you don't see them because your mindset's not in the right place.
Very, very cool. Now, you not only are a full-time police officer in Tallahassee, Florida, you are a motivational speaker and you speak all over the world, but a lot has happened to you in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And it's exciting. I've been following it, obviously, as you know. But tell us about what's been going on.
So basically, when I was in my early 30s was when I discovered or when I recognized that there was something wrong. Like I still, even though I was, getting ready to remarry and I had a family and I had a good career, I still wasn't happy. And I realized I went to a Christian retreat, and through that retreat, God spoke to me through scripture. And it was really powerful because in that scripture, I was basically shown what I had to do, and that was I had to forgive my mother. See, I had a lot of hatred towards my mother because of all of the things that I'd gone through as a kid. I blamed her. I blamed her for leaving me. I blamed her for allowing me to go through that situation. And what I discovered further along was that that wasn't the case at all. But at the time, that's where I was. And it's important you understand where I was in order to understand where I went. So once I recognized the fact that I needed to forgive my mom and I actually did that, it really began to change my life because now I had released something that I had tried to hide from everybody, and I thought as long as I was the only one that knew about it, it wouldn't affect me. I could contain it. I could control it, and it wouldn't affect me, you know, dealing with anything else, and I could just move on. But that really wasn't the case. So it wasn't until I actually released that and let that go that I was able to, you know, to actually start to create what we call movement, and move forward with the things that I really wanted to do with my life. Now, when I was in my early 40s was when I actually recognized the process. It's when I realized what had happened. You know, when it originally happened, I just went through the motions and I followed what I felt I was being called to do, and I did it. But it wasn't until like almost 10 years later that I recognized this process. So I began to think about it, and I realized, you know what? There's a lot of people out there, man, that have been beaten, that have been abused, that have been abandoned, and that have suffered from traumatic situations, that are stuck, that, you know, they, and some of these people are like me. They went through these things. They never reported it. They tucked it down deep inside of themselves, and they decided that they were just going to hold on to it and control it. And as long as they held on to it and nobody else knew about it, everything would be okay, and they would be able to move on. So I decided to write a book sharing my story, sharing my testimony, and most importantly, sharing the process that I now recognize I went through that helped me to let go of all of the things that I dealt with in my past so I could move forward with my future. So I wrote the book, Let Go, The Movement Process, and I just released it last Saturday.
Okay, you released it last Saturday, and why don't we get into, let's get into what's happened since last Saturday, and then I want to backtrack and talk about how you came about writing the book and all that went into that. Other words, I know you resisted for a little bit, and then God was telling you had to write it, and He brought certain people into your life in order to make that happen. I do want to get into that, but your book only released on Saturday, and we're at Saturday today, so we're 7 days. And what's happened in the last 7 days, Sean?
Well, I mean, I released it on Amazon in both Kindle version and in print, and book sales have been just unbelievable. And I've already become a hot new release in all three categories that I was attempting to rank in. So I'm a hot new release. I'm a number one hot new release, and I was in all three categories, but that fluctuates daily for anybody that understands how that works. So, but right now I'm still the number one hot new release in two of those categories, and number four in the other one. And I'm also a 100 top bestseller in all three of those categories as well in less than a week.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about how that happened. Were there specific for all the business owners, business owners that either are authors or want to be authors that haven't achieved that coveted status? How did you go about doing that specifically, and what made it possible?
Okay. So, well, first of all, you know, in order to accomplish anything, you've got to find people that have already had the success that you want to have. And, you know, through my journey, I was able to meet a woman named Desiree Lee. And Desiree Lee is a self-publisher who has a contract with Microsoft, and she helps authors to self-publish their books through Amazon. So I connected with her. I went through her training, which was absolutely amazing to learn how to do my ebook and my printed book. I followed the strategies that she shared in that process, and followed the steps. And obviously, those results are not normal results. I know when it happened, and I called her at first. She was like, "What? Are you serious? Like, because that's just not normal. It just doesn't happen." And you know, it's just obviously something very special and very unique about this. And I really do believe that, you know, God has His hands on this book, and that this book is meant to go out and impact a lot of people's lives. But the way that I did it was I found categories that were a place that related to my book, but the competition wasn't as heavy to rank the book. And you know, again, through her training and everything, I was able to learn how to do that. And, you know, once you learn the process of how to do that, it's not that difficult to get your book out there and to get it, you know, ranked. Obviously, I can't promise that it will rank as fast as mine did, but you know, again, if you follow the process and you know what's already been proven to work, then you should have no problems being able to get your book listed and get it, you know, ranking and getting traction, you know, very quickly.
So the key strategy there, since it's strategic through radio, and as Elliot always does on his shows, as he talks about specific strategies, the key strategy there was to go on Amazon and select categories that might be less competitive than some others. Is that correct? Am I hearing that right, Sean?
Like, here's an example. Yeah, here's an example, right? If I go and I rank my book, and I like my book could be a motivational book, right? So if I go on Amazon and I look at, and I go and I look under books and I want to see how many, just generalization, right? I go in and I look at Amazon and I go, okay, you know, motivation, how many books is that? I type the word motivation in there and I hit enter and I look, well, there's 125,954 results for motivation books, right? But if I dig a little bit and I start to look and I go, oh, wait, there's success self-help. Well, if I go to success self-help, that's 5,831. I've just dramatically changed the results of what I've the amount of work, because which is going to be easier to work through, going with a general motivation where I'm dealing with hundreds of thousands of competitors, or to go into self-help motivation, which is now my competitors have gone from 100-something thousand to 6,311. So that's where the strategy is at, is identifying. But here's the thing. I can't go and put my book in home cooking.
Of course not.
Because it's not going to work that way. It's not. But there are people that try to do that because they just want to be able to carry the title. So it's very important that if you're going to rank your book, that you rank it for something that's relevant to your book, because you want if the audience goes to home cooking and sees your book, they're going to go, that doesn't make any sense. That's not supposed to be, you know what I mean? It sticks out like a sore thumb and they're going to ignore it. So you want it to fall into a place where people will be searching for it, and it aligns with the topic. You just want to go for the less competitive topics.
Okay. And once you select those less competitive, yet at least reasonably relevant topics, are there any other specific steps after that step that need to be taken to help rank your book?
Well, I would say, obviously, you've got to promote your book, right? Because sales and reviews are going to help to get you to the hot new release. That's what happened, right? Was I sold books day one. I had a pre-launch, and I would highly recommend you pre-launch your book. And if you go on and you upload your book to Amazon, you can establish a pre-launch where you can be making money on your book before your book ever actually releases. And there's some people that do this, like, I know people that do this before they ever write the book. They actually go out and they start telling people, hey, listen, I'm going to write this book, this is the name, and people start investing early because they want to be able to get, you know, especially if you have a lot of credibility and things like that. So I just did mine like a month out. I shared it with a lot of my contacts on social media, so I had a good pre-launch where everybody was kind of standing by waiting for the book to release. And then when the book released, I did another marketing campaign through social media, and again, through live stream and social media. I mean, there's so many ways to market now and position your, you know, what you want to put in front of people. So I just started doing that. I started getting sales, and that's part of it too, is you have to have a place where you are less competitive, but you've also got to be able to sell your book. You've got to be able to make sales, and of course it also helps to get reviews once they read the book.
Absolutely. And we're talking a little bit about your pre-launch strategy. You do a tremendous amount of incredible live streams. How beneficial do you think that was in the pre-launch of your book? And I know that you mentioned it a lot on your radio show, Success Movement Radio, on the Coach on Fire Network as well. Do you attribute some of your success, or maybe even a lot of your success, to that pre-launch formula where you're getting yourself out there and you're engaging with people? How important was that, do you think, to the sales of your book?
I think it was very important. You got to plant seeds, right? You got to plant the seed in their head, and you've got to get in front. I believe, you know, you've got to get in front of your market. You know, even before you actually have a physical, tangible product, just to plant the seed, to let them know what you're doing, to do the research, to see if they want it. Because, you know, I believe everybody could benefit from this book. And I believe that there's, you know, the opportunity to help a lot of different people, from at-risk youth, women that have been involved in mental and physical domestic violence. Veterans that are coming back from combat suffering from PTSD, law enforcement officers that have dealt with traumatic incidents. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, yeah, you've got to get it out in front of people, just like the radio show. You know, I push and I get the information out in front of people and plant the seed, get the date on their schedule, get them to put it on their calendar so they're thinking about me. And then, of course, with good social media saturation, with you know, following a very simple rule I call the 80-20 rule, where you're 80% value, 20%, you know, promotional, putting your promotional information out there, you can saturate your market in a professional way that's not salesy or sleazy, if you will, where you're constantly selling, and you're pushing them away. You're actually attracting them, and they're wanting to know what you're doing. And if you help them to feel like they're a part of it, like it's bigger than just you, that they are actually, you know, a part of something bigger than themselves, that's another way that you can really get massive movement going in you know, whatever you're trying to launch.
Absolutely. Pre-launch, very, very, very important. And really all that involves is getting yourself out. I've heard of people as well that haven't even written the book, and they start to pre-launch on it. They, you know, may even only have a working title, and they change that title at, you know, at the last minute. But pre-launch, very, very important. And then if you guys, budding authors out there, if you take anything away from what Sean said at all, it's Amazon and select less, of course, the pre-launch too, but it's select less competitive categories, but make sure that they're relevant. That is a tip that you're not going to hear anywhere else but right here on Strategic Breakthrough Radio, because it's not well known on how to do that. So very, very cool, Sean. Valuable stuff. And while we're talking to potential authors, and you know, there's lots of coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs that listen to Elliot's show, why write a book?
Wow. You know, I'll be honest with you, man. I was the one that fought this tooth and nail. Like, I really did not want to write a book. But every person that came into my life over the last, especially over the last year, planted the seed. You've got to write the book. You've got to write a book. You've got to write a book. And this is why. Well, first of all, it's your calling card. If you want to speak, if you want to get engagements, coaching clients, if you want to go speak to nonprofit organizations, colleges, universities, it is an automatic calling card and an automatic conversation starter. And I'll give you an example. I got a local church organization here that I reached out to not too long ago, a friend of mine that's a pastor, and him and I hadn't talked in like 5 years. And I reached out to him because I'd heard that he had a new radio show and I wanted to do an interview. So I reached out to him and we started having a conversation, and I let him know that I was a newly published author and I was an Amazon hot new release, and would he be open to getting the first local exclusive for my book? Out of the gate, he was like, absolutely. Let me get the calendar out. Let's get this book right now because I don't want to miss this opportunity. It opens up so many doors, and it establishes, there's just something about being a published author that gives you this unsurmountable amount of credibility when you walk into a room, and it's automatic confidence. And especially when, because the first thing they're going to say is, oh, well, where can I find your book? Is it on Amazon? Almost everybody that I say that I tell I'm an author, the first thing they ask is, can I get it on Amazon? So Amazon also brings you automatic credibility as well. So now if you're an Amazon best-selling author, or if you're an Amazon hot new release, man, it is just an open conversation. Like, literally, I've been joking with people, like, hey, man, have you ever talked to an Amazon best-selling author before? And they'll be like, no, now that I think of it. Well, you have now, ha, 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 right? And I just start talking to them, and we get the conversation going. And it's just an easy way to open doors. You know, a cold call is not a cold call anymore, because it's now a warm call, because you go in there and you go, hey, how you doing? My name's Sean Wyman. I'm a brand new published author here locally. You know, I'm a law enforcement officer. And listen, I would love to find a way that is mutually beneficial for both of us, where I could come and, you know, support your local school, support your local church, support your local nonprofit organization. I mean, whatever it is. And then I just ask them a simple question: would you be open to exploring that conversation? And man, I have not had a single no. Whereas if you just call up and you have nothing to offer and you're just asking, right? A lot of people make the mistake of just asking for something and not having something to offer in return. So when you can lead with an offer with your book, right? Let's say you do a speaking engagement and you want to speak to 500 kids at a middle school, and you tell them, hey, listen, if you buy 500 books, or, you know, for each student, so we can put a book in each of these students' hands, I'll come speak for free, right? So they buy the book, you come speak for free. So there's just so many ways that you can leverage a book and use it to help you to open so many more doors. I hope that answered the question.
It does, and very, very important stuff. And I know from a media perspective that it's almost a requirement anymore to get on traditional television, and in some cases, traditional radio. You know, the networks on, you know, on television, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, even on a local level, unless you have a book, it's almost the first thing a reporter or a journalist, an editor, or even an assignment editor will ask, do you have a book? Because they love promoting books. And to them, in their mindset, psychologically, if you have a book, doesn't matter whether it's been self-published or what have you, if you have a book, in the mind of the journalist, it translates it into credibility, and they're looking for credible guests. Also, they know that there's that psychological trigger in the minds, and Sean was alluding to this, into the minds of their listeners or their audience or their viewers, however you want to call it. They know that having a book triggers a psychological response in their callers that, oh, well, that person must be important. They wrote a book. Doesn't matter how easy it is to write a book anymore. And it is a lot easier than it ever, you know, it's a lot easier today than when I wrote my book with a traditional publisher 4 years ago. It's a lot easier today. Yet the journalist and the audience and the viewers will still look at it as you're someone special because you wrote a book. That gives you trust, that gives you credibility, and as Sean said, it opens doors that you never even imagined. Anything to add to that, Sean?
No, I would just, well, yeah, actually, I would say that it is easier to write a book. Like, I was in the mindset of, man, I don't have the time to sit down and knock this thing out. It's going to take forever. And truth be told, the book was written out on paper in less than 20 days. In less than 20 days. And everything was uploaded into Amazon by the 22nd day. The pre-launch was ready to go on the 22nd day with the book, the cover, the formatting, everything. And, you know, cost-wise, you know, self-publishing is the way to go if you don't have a massive budget. because it's not a matter of, you don't have to have the best-selling book. You just got to have a book that offers value to your market that you want to connect with, that you want to work with, that you want to partner with and do collaboration opportunities with.
Very cool, Sean, and absolutely correct. Let's talk about a little bit. You wrote the book in less than 20 days. Let's talk a little bit about people that might be fearful of the writing process. And do you have any tips for them on how to get through something that might be scaring the heck out of them in terms of sitting down and actually writing a book? Did you go through, and everyone's different, I understand that, but do you go through a specific writing process, or do you have any tips for someone that might be afraid to sit down and simply start writing?
Sure. Well, first of all, people think of writing as pen to paper or even keyboard, right, typing. And now with the technology that's out there, you can actually go on Google Drive. This is a hot tip right here. You can go on Google Drive. You can open up a Google form, you can click the intercom, and you can start speaking, and it will write for you. It will automate the words onto the document for you. So you can just speak. You can just tell your story, and it will automatically, you know, lay it out, and it, you know, you can, and you know, everybody's worried about formatting and all that. Look, you don't need to worry about that. The first thing you need to do is just get the words on paper. And then, like, I wasn't great with grammar and all of that, so I hired somebody to do that. I invested in that because I felt like it would bring more value to the book, because I know a lot of people that just put it out there, they do a WordPress or a word check, and they spell check it, and then boom, off it goes, and there's a bunch of grammatical errors and stuff like that. Well, you know, if you want, you know, educated people to read your book, and you know, you want people to enjoy your book, right? You want to put a good quality product out there. And, you know, there's a lot of resources out there that are very cost efficient to do what, you know, what I did. And it was a matter of just, first of all, getting it out of your head that it's difficult to write a book, because it's really not. You can go and you can get your story laid out. I highly recommend this too, that you do what we call a mind map session. And you either work with somebody that has done this before, or you can do it on your own. But you want to lay out the format of your book. So, you know, when you're laying out your chapters and everything, you want to come up with your titles for your chapters. But you want to be able to lay out, okay, chapter one, the title is this, the focus is going to be this, this, and this. I want to make sure that these key points are covered, right? And what that does, it allows you to visually get the book out. And you, like I wrote, my wife and I did mine, and we just wrote it out on a whiteboard. I said, all right, I want to make sure I connect this with this, and I want chapter one to connect with chapter two in this way. And it's just a great way to go ahead and get your layout done. And then you got that whiteboard right in front of you. So now I got the whiteboard in front of me. I've got my intercom on, and all I started doing was speaking my ideas that were already on the whiteboard. So I didn't have to think about anything. It was already – my thoughts were already out and physically written on the board. So then it was just a matter of laying it out and creating the book.
And so you did a combination of whiteboard and dictation via Google Docs, and then turned all of that over to a transcriber and then to an editor. Is that how that process worked?
Well, the transcriber was just just through Google Docs. I just had
okay,
intercom
just
and
Google
spoke,
Docs.
And it.
So you didn't take it to an you didn't take it to an additional transcriber. It just went from raw dictation based on a whiteboard directly to the editor. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And,
pretty
and
cool.
This is, I mean, I'll give you guys the resource, guys, because it's an easy resource. It's called Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And there are a lot of amazing professionals on there that will do the work. And, you know, a lot of their gigs are $5 or less. Obviously, when you're doing a book, it's going to be more than that. I think mine, I invested about, I want to say it was $200 for them to do the formatting and to go ahead and you know, for me to make sure that it was grammatically correct and that it flowed and it made sense. And the woman that did mine was just absolutely amazing. Matter of fact, she bought a copy of the book. She enjoyed doing it so much. It was really cool. And
that is cool. You know, she bought a copy
of
the book.
She,
wow.
Yeah, she just bought a copy yesterday. She just hit me up yesterday. And I was just so honored that, you know, she was doing the formatting. And she's like, I got to get a copy of this book. I enjoyed it just while I was working through it. So,
yeah,
and then when I told her, when I told her that it had released on Amazon and it was doing so well, she was just blown away. So, yeah, it, you know, there's lots of resources out there. I mean, you know, the biggest thing I would recommend is you go talk to a professional that knows Amazon. If you are a brand new author, don't go out there and try to do this on your own. And it's always easier to work with a support team rather than trying to do it on your own. You'll waste a lot of time, money, and energy, and some people will end up quitting on the book because they get frustrated because they don't know. Whereas you could have invested, a very small investment, gone through some training, learned exactly the process, and once you learn the process once, you can write books over and over and over again because the process doesn't change. Amazon's process is it doesn't change. So whether you're adding an ebook or you're adding a printed book, once you know how to do both, and there is some slight differences between the two, but once you understand those and you learn that, you can write as many books as you want. And that's what I thought was really cool was I went through this training one time, but now every time I write a book, and I plan on writing at least 8 more books, I can go through the same process that I learned that I invested in one time, and now I can do it on my own. And that was really powerful for me as well. So what I love about that is I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you've heard this quote or not, but there's a quote out there that says, you know, if you give a man a fish, you know, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And it's kind of the same concept, right? If you learn this one time and you go through the process, well, now you know how to do it. Now you can, you know, write as many books as you want over your lifetime and process them and get them on Amazon and rank them and do all the things you want to do. So highly recommend that you go through the find someone that has done Amazon, really understands it like I did, and get that training, because that was a huge, huge part of the success.
Very, very cool. And those are great strategic breakthroughs. And by the way, we are listening to Strategic Breakthrough Radio with our awesome host, Elliot Kay. I'm Michael Brooks, filling in for who just had an adorable baby girl, or his wife Emily did, and they're proud new first-time parents. And we're speaking with the awesome Sean Wyman, brand new author, international motivational speaker, and he's been giving us a lot of strategic tips on how to write a book. And we were just finishing here with mindset and some of the mechanical things that helped him get over the fear of writing a book. And now I want to internalize that a little bit, Sean. We talked about, you know, okay, well, the overwhelm and the mindset overwhelm of how the process of actually putting it from pen to paper or dictation, and you used a whiteboard and all of that. But let's talk a little bit about the internal conflict from a mindset standpoint that might be paralyzing people from even getting to the point that you had just talked about. Am I making sense there?
Yeah, I think so. So as far as the mental
the mental internal mindset, not the overwhelm portion of the process, the internal conflict that they might be having, oh, I can't do it, or I'm not good enough. That's what I'm trying to get at here, that portion of the mindset.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So, listen, here's the deal. A lot of times, you know, especially if you're someone who is stuck in your past, you've gone through a lot of mental abuse along with, you know, the physical abuse and everything else. And I was the same way. But at some point, you have got to draw the line in the sand, and you have got to make the decision one way or the other. Either I'm going to be a victim the rest of my life, a survivor where I just kind of get along and I just, you know, I pretend like it didn't happen and I just kind of move along, or you become a winner. And that's actually one of the chapters in my book. Is, you know, are you a victim, a survivor, or a winner? And I explain the difference between all three and how sometimes you can revert from a survivor back to a victim. because you get into that place where you get the opportunity to win, but you don't seize the opportunity because you're still stuck in that survivor mode and you don't want people to find out what really happened, or you know, you want to keep that all to yourself and you think as long as you can keep that contained, you'll be fine. And then you got that word fear, right? Fear is, and I didn't come up with this acronym, but man, it sticks out to me like a sore thumb. Every time I get scared or I start thinking or worrying about something, I realize, all right, is this just false evidence appearing real? Or is this something that I really, truly am afraid of? Is this really going to hold me back from doing what I want to do in my life? And of course, that comes back to your purpose. Like, once I discovered my purpose, which was to put this book in over a million people's hands because I was going to impact over a million people's lives, my purpose became so clear and so refined that my mindset automatically shifted. And I went from a position of fear to a position of confidence and believing, because I saw what this book was going to do. And it's already happening. It's already, I mean, just, you know, being able to do this interview and talking to the thousands of people that are going to listen to this show is proof that, you know, what I, you know, that I went in the right direction. But in the end, it really comes down to you. You are going to decide whether you want to be successful or you don't. And you are going to decide whether you're going to allow fear or false evidence appearing real to control you, or whether you're going to turn your fear into fuel and use it in a positive way to get out what you need to get out. And I'll also tell you this, writing the book was a very healing process for me as well. And it was for my mother, because my mom just read the book 2 days ago. On Thanksgiving Day, she called me and she said, I'm reading the book. And I was like, like my heart kind of fell into my chest, right? And then like a couple of hours later, she does the very first Amazon review on my book.
How cool is that? Your mom, very cool.
Besides tearing up and just, I was just blown away at seeing that my mother was the very first review for my book. It was just a really, really powerful thing. And, you know, the way I looked at it now was, you know, if this book does nothing else, if it doesn't impact another life, just because of the very first review I got, and I'll read it to you guys here. It says, you know, when I first started reading this book, I was gasping for breath, fighting tears back. The first two chapters, dealing with pain and adversity, my life flashing before me. I was already forgiven by God. Then I realized this amazing man that went through the fire came out a strong-minded, successful human being. He's successful in almost everything he does. How? Why? Because of the movement process. This is a good read for those who are going through bad times. Thank you, Sean, for dedicating this book to me. It's an honor to be your mother. I mean, that, if I never sold another book, if I never got another review, I still know I did the right thing.
And this is a relatively quick read, less than 100 pages. So for all those budding authors out there, again, it doesn't have to be long. Sean, your book's what, just a tad over 100 pages? Is that right? You can,
yes.
You might want to read
it
more than once because there's so much
pages.
In it.
It's 102 pages total.
102 pages quote. And we can find that book on Amazon and on your website. Is that correct? Let's give some general contact out information on how other people can get a hold of you over and above the book as well.
Absolutely. So the best way to go get the book is just go to themovementprocess.com. Themovementprocess.com. And you can connect with me at Success with Sean, S-E-A-N, Wyman, W-Y-M-A-N, .com, and see all the really cool things that we got going on over there. Of course, I've got the link to Success Movement Radio, which is our new show.
Absolutely.
And it is just going, we got the replays over there. You can go to successmovementradio.com and check out all the amazing replays of my guests. And, there's just and, of course, if you just want to connect with me directly, if you want to have a conversation, you can email me at successwithseanwyman@gmail.com, or you can find me on social media. I'm pretty much everywhere. So you can Google my name and pick the social media platform that you want to connect, and we can connect that way as well.
Very, very cool. Any final thoughts as we get ready to close out the show, Sean? Let me ask one other question. We've got a little bit of time left here, so let me ask a question that might put you on the spot just a bit.
Okay.
If you were to take a quote and extract it from your book, what would that quote be?
Welcome to the movement.
Okay, that was easier than I thought. Easier than I thought. So, okay, welcome to the movement. Uh-huh. How many times do we hear Sean say that? But it is such an important thing, the movement process that Sean has developed. And finally, Sean, what's the next step beyond the book?
That's a great question. I am actually working, because I didn't want people to just be able to read it. You know, I know there's a lot of visual and audio people out there, but I also know there's a lot of kinesthetic people out there. And it's easy to read a book and then put it down and not apply what you learned out of it. So what I'm working on right now is an actual video training program that will go along with this book. So people that want to actually do the movement process that I talk about in this book, I will actually work with them to help them through this process. And one of those ways is going to be through a video program. Another way is going to be through a personalized coaching program where I'll work with you one-on-one. And I'm even working on a future weekend retreat that we're looking at doing. Matter of fact, we're looking at doing one before the end of the first quarter of 2017. So I'm very excited about that, to get people into a room together and actually do scenarios and dig deep and help people to deal with these things that they've been dealing with or that they've been stuck with in their past, and helping them to find ways to release that so they can move forward with their life and their future.
All right. Awesome, Sean. So we've got your contact details in there. Go to Amazon and buy Sean's book. It is absolutely incredible, and it is going to help millions of people. Absolutely millions of people. And thank you, Sean, for writing it and putting yourself out there in such a vulnerable and authentic or transparent way. That's pretty brave, in my opinion, and absolutely awesome, because you're going to help so many people. And thank you to Elliot Kay for allowing Sean and I on his incredible Strategic Breakthrough Radio. Congratulations again on your adorable little baby girl. It has been an honor to be here. And Sean, your next radio show is when?
It's supposed to be Wednesday. I'm still working on my guests, though, because I've got a few different ones. So I'm going, I guess it's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. Yeah,
it's a good problem
and
to have.
Here's
another thing I just thought about. I actually have a Welcome to the Movement community on Facebook. So, if you guys want to be in the know of what's going on the show and things like that, then you can go and become a member of the Welcome to the Movement community group, where I release all that information out first and do a lot of special things over there. And right now, it's about 187 amazing entrepreneurs from all over the world that are a part of that group. So if that's something you'd like to come be a part of, it's free. You just got to go to facebook.com and type in Welcome to the Movement.
Awesome. And I know that I'm a member of that group, and I get a lot of value out of it. And it is just absolutely an incredible group. So go there, get involved. Sean or one of his assistants will approve you, and you will be a part of an incredible group of people that are more than willing to help you, to help you move along, to help you move forward, as Sean is continually saying. And in just 2 days from now, from the time that you're hearing this, Sean's going to have his Success Movement Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will be announcing the guest on that shortly. So stay tuned for that, either in Sean's group or any of the Coach on Fire Radio network sites that you can find. The easiest, probably with our website under construction still, is to go to facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio, and you've got all the hosts in there and their shows and their replays and information about them. So that's probably the best place to find all the shows on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. But don't forget to listen to Sean's show on Wednesday. And we're honored that you've been with us on Strategic Breakthrough Radio with Elliot Kay. Elliot will be back in 2 weeks with some more strategic breakthroughs and another absolutely incredible guest. His guests just hit it out of the ballpark every single time. Thank you, Elliot. Spend some time with that adorable little girl. Thank you, Sean. And we are out of here. Bye-bye, Sean.
Hey, take care. Thank you, Elliot, for allowing me to be a guest on your show. And congratulations again, my friend. I'm very excited for you.
And okay, this is Strategic Breakthrough Radio. I'm Michael Brooks in for Elliot Kay. Be great, everyone.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want, I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.